Hello, my name is Annie Claire. I am a Mi'kmaq from Ilsibuktuk First Nation. You're about to listen to an interview I did researching an article on murdered and missing Aboriginal women and men. Pam Filliere is a Mi'kmaq from Eskenobrish First Nation, also called Burnt Church. She is the mother of Hilary Bunnell, who went missing while visiting friends in Burnt Church on September 5th, 2009. Hilary was 16 years old. Her body was found 2 months after she disappeared. Curtis Bunnell, her older cousin, was charged with her rape and murder. We spoke in June 2014. She began by telling me about the night she last heard from Hilary.
She had called me the morning that she was murdered. She called me at 3 a.m. and I could tell, you know, most teenagers at that age, they're all getting into a little bit of booze. And I could tell, you know. And I said, Hilary, I said, you go home. Go over to Auntie Sherry's. I asked her if she was okay. She said, yeah, I'm all right. Like, she was just joining a bunch of other teenagers because I could hear the kids in the background there. We ended our conversation. I said, I love you. She said, I love you too. And we hung up. And I never heard from her again. I was living in Miramichi at the time, man. So when I came down to Burnt Church to look for her, I knew something was wrong that same. I just knew it. And you know something? That day that he killed her, I never went for a drive in Tavison Tack in so many years, I couldn't even tell you how long ago it was that I went driving around in the woods of Tavison Tack. Just something that day, I wanted to go, and I kept telling Fred, come on, let's go for a drive to Tabu. Not even knowing the reason I was being pulled there was because he murdered my little girl, and that's where she was put. So I called the cops, and they took my statement, and they said they'd get back to me. Nobody got back to me. Nobody. So then I called the police department, and I would ask, is there any news on, like, you know, what have you guys been doing to find Hilary? That officer would say, oh, no, this guy is handling it. You got to talk to him. Then when I talked to him, he said, this guy is handling it. It was like they were playing hot potato. I got sick of it, and I'm not a stupid woman. I called the media right away because I know if I call the media, it's going to humiliate them and it's going to force them to do their job instead of just thinking she's just another Indian girl out getting drunk, partying, and didn't go home. For me, that's how I took it. So then when the media got involved, that's when the police really had to start looking. Like, you know, and then it just kept getting bigger and bigger. Like, so many, you know, police officers and people, everybody looking. When we were looking for her, you know, Curtis would even be there when they all went to, I think it was Portage River. He was even there pretending to look for Hilary. The last place she was at Spencer Joe's. He told her she had to leave because he was going to the powwow. The police told me this is their scenario. They said, we believe that when Hilary left Spencer's and began walking, she comes to that first house. Well, Curtis was standing on that porch with a couple of guys. The police officer thinks that Curtis and the boys he was with were doing catcalls on her. She goes to the 4D store. You even see her when she's going down the hall. She's walking fast. When she's coming out, like, she's just looking around as if checking to see if someone was following her. So when she left there, just a couple minutes after, Curtis was in there, probably looking for her. So he went driving down to Burn Church, passed by Hillary on the Burn Church Road going down, Fort Ease Road. He ended up going back, and Hillary's at the turn before the bridge, the Green Bridge. And he said he picked her up over there. And from there, he took her to his place, and he beat her up and raped her. He put his hand over her mouth. He said to stop her from screaming. He killed her like that.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And he just would twist the story all over. He had like three different stories, and it's like, oh my God, just constant lie after lie after lie. Curtis raped and murdered my little girl. In court, he was looking at pictures of Hillary, and it's her dead body he's looking at pictures of. Such a friggin' monster. Puts his head up, and he's still able to smile and talk. And I was so disgusted. I said, look at him, looking at pictures of my little girl's dead body and putting his head up and smiling. That's a monster. And it made me cry, of course. Like, you know, treating my kid like that was a dog they just ran over on the road.
Through all the ordeal that you've went through since your daughter went missing in 2009, how were you feeling?
Well, the doctor told me because of the stress of it all that I became a severe diabetic. Almost had a heart attack a few times. I was in intensive care probably three times. My organs were shutting down. Another time, like, I was on the verge of a heart attack. Another time, I couldn't stop vomiting. Like, I don't even sleep in a bed anymore. I sit up on my couch every night. Every night I sit on my couch, as if I'm waiting for her to come home. I haven't laid down in a bed in my home since she died. I don't know why I can't. I just sit up every night. And then I see the sun coming up, and I realize that, again, I didn't lay down all night.
Was Hillary your only daughter?
She was my only child for the longest time. I have a 9-year-old now.
And how was Hillary when she was a young child?
Oh, she was a healthy girl. She was so funny. And my son just liked her. She loved to sing, dance, loved her friends. And then all this crap happened. But how the hell do you move on from losing your daughter in the most tragic way that a woman can die? He took her to his house, beat her and raped her, put her in his truck, took her to where his father's building is, in Tabas and Tack, right before you go right into the reserve. And Curtis said he took her out of the truck and he put her in the woods. Twisted so many stories around, tried to make her look so bad. I mean, shit, she was just a little girl. It's as if they wanted to blame her.
How long did the search take?
We started, she went missing September 5, and she was found November 10 or 11, I think 11 on Remembrance Day. But they only told me on the 13th. That's my husband's son's birthday, and he was so close to Hillary. Now every year on his birthday, he has that anniversary of my sister was found on my birthday. It devastated our family. Completely devastated. You know, when I was 16, I almost died the same way. And I never said anything.
What would be the message that you would want to put out there for other mothers?
They need to look at their kids and don't think that it can't happen to you. Because I never thought it would happen to me. I really didn't. I see mothers on TV pleading for people to help find their kid. And I'd feel so bad for her. Now I am her.
You are listening to an interview with Pam Filiere, the mother of Hillary Bonnell. I am Annie Claire.